As always, thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful seeding of the energetics for our session this evening. You always hit it right on the spot, and we appreciate you very much. Now, here's a short review of our last session. Lord Michael, as you remember, led the teaching of our previous session. He spoke to us about an important aspect of unity consciousness of our spirit level. He wanted us to fully understand that we are the producers of our life experience. From our soul level, we are the directors, and from the body level, we are the actor. We play roles in each embodiment. Sometimes there are masculine roles, sometimes there are feminine. And attached to that gender are roles such as mother, father, son, daughter, student, teacher, healer, many roles that we have played in the course of an iteration of a time sequence. We have stepped out of the old paradigm of gender separation through our crucible unity and through the element of love. We have generously been on service to the earth and humanity by unlocking the time locks and holding the light templates within our physical bodies. Lord Michael told us that it is important for us to recognize that we are capable of holding these light templates in our body. As we carry these light templates, we are changing the body's consciousness of our third dimensional body. The body rises and up and takes on a fifth dimensional iteration in matter because matter is changing. Matter is changing because of the alterations in the electromagnetic field. Now, this happens when we unlock the time locks of the sixth and seventh dimensions. The full meaning of the expansiveness of the alterations of the electromagnetic field of our bodies, as well as the electromagnetic field of Earth. We cannot be fully comprehended this yet, but we will. These two light templates create a significant step in the ascension process of raising a planet and raising humanity's consciousness as well as our own. Our Lord Michael wanted us to go back to how we can consciously play in individual roles and still stay in unity consciousness. Now, this new state of consciousness is facilitated through the placement of white luminous star tetrahedrons, because the white tetrahedron sits in your higher seventh chakra that are above your body. It is the unifying principle that joins the higher seven chakras and the lower seven chakras that are in the body. The unification process of the white tetrahedron changes the body's consciousness. Now, this tetrahedron facilitates us to open all channels of light within your body that are extremely transforming. When the seven chakra system in the body and the seven chakra system above the body is energetically merged, something magical occurs. This divine presence of the all that is manifests into the sacred heart consciousness of the body. The presence of the creative light energy of Source reveals a beautiful cosmic womb that holds the creative Source energy and manifests it in the body through the element of love. This alteration not only changes the body consciousness, but it changes how our soul spirit directs our creations. This womb is not gender related. It is neither masculine nor feminine. It is divine. It is the divine similitude, the energy that creates and produces. When we play gender roles in our body, we play in the present time state of consciousness. We have both the feminine and the creative aspect. And we also have the masculine expression that directs that energy to manifest in a united way. Now, when we reach a state of unity consciousness in a gendered body and honor the gendered body through the role that we came here to play, we do so from the awareness of the energon state of being. We create much more proficiently because of our unity state of consciousness. There is no polarity in the realm of source energy. Polarity is something related to third-dimensional humans. It is related to Earth. It is a way in which to create individually and a test ground for how we have created and how we change our creations. It is our sacred heart in that beautiful cosmic womb. There is no gender. There is only unity consciousness. There is no polarity of good or bad, darkness or light, because in that center, there is only pure light. Michael said that they have told us before that there was never a war in the heavens. How could that be if there is only light? If that is no polarity, there is only love. Huh? There are many reasons why we fall into this state of polarity. We have been affected by the programming that was taught to us in our environment. Wounds that we have suffered in our mental, emotional body show us good or evil, as well as many other polarities that divide the body consciousness and project separation and fear. Gender separation is a major factor in maintaining the density of third dimension. Lord Michael said that we move forward. We will be directed to concentrate more and more on this unity consciousness within the body as well as within the mental and emotional body. When we are able to move out of that division of a separated gender body consciousness, we will be able to be capable of creating within the divine androgen state of consciousness. We will have no polarity. Now, we will live in the consciousness that honors the body by playing roles of individuality and creating many things on this earth plane. Lord Michael informed us that in the near future we will know ourselves in unity within the divine with the all that is. We will change the script that we created from, because we know that who we are as the divine being of light, that there is no division or separation. Lord Michael said we will soon have a different understanding of the element of love and its creative force. We will see clearly that it is the element of love that will lift us out of the division between the masculine and the feminine. Yet we still honor the individuality by stripping away all the polarized viewpoints that we've been taught. We will be willing to change our opinion and be willing to change any belief about gender separation. Belief, as always, opens to be changed. We always have choice. A crucible is part of our sacred heart consciousness. It is part of the cosmic womb as a collective consciousness. Our crucible has the ability to imprint the entire consciousness of humanity because we are in human bodies. Lord Michael told us that we use a body that is created in matter, that we created from the earth. Our humans who are waking up can relate to us. They can relate to our energy in ways that they cannot relate to beings that are not physical or human. Let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our teachers for tonight.